The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, turned 5 yesterday. To celebrate the anniversary, Dreamers and their advocates held gatherings around the country. Local advocacy groups organized a celebration at the Arizona Capitol Tuesday afternoon, and KJZZ's Carrie Young was there, and she spoke to a few of the students who made it out. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Lauren.
So, Carrie, first tell us, what was this event about? What was it, just an anniversary celebration?
Well, the anniversary was the reason for the event timing, but organizers and their supporters say the big reason they came out was to demand that lawmakers, both those who work at the Capitol and elsewhere, really, to defend the DACA program. Corina Iribe and her group, Undocumented Students for Education Equity, were at the Capitol lawn last night. She said thousands of young people have participated in the program, both here and nationally, and any changes, she said, could have huge impacts.
DACA has changed the lives of over 800,000 people nationwide and 25,000 DACA recipients here in Arizona. So we are celebrating, but we're also sending a clear message that we want DACA to be protected and that we will not allow it to be taken away. We demand politicians stand up and protect this program.
So when Iribe says protect this program, she's referring to the current threats it's facing politically right now, the most immediate being the recent move by 10 attorneys general. They're threatening a lawsuit if President Trump doesn't rescind the program by September 5th. It's also worth noting that Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich was not included in that group of 10.
It seems like DACA students have been in the news a lot lately, especially here in Arizona. The question over whether they should qualify for in-state tuition is currently going through the court system. Did you get a sense of how that process is impacting students?
I did talk to several ASU students who were undocumented there, as well as a few who were enrolled at a local community college. And yeah, that question of just how much tuition was going to be next year and even beyond was something that weighed really heavily on them. For one, the question even made her well up a little bit. But the resounding theme I heard from all of the students was that they were going to finish college. Lizette Zamudio was one of the college students I heard from, and she said rising tuition would only delay her graduation but not stop it.
My older brother, when he first started going to college, there was no such thing as in-state tuition. And what he did is he would make salsas and he would sell salsas, and that's how we paid for 1-2 classes at a time. And if that's my last resort, then that's what I will do.
And can you remind us where we are, Carrie, with that unfolding story about in-state tuition?
Well, at this point, we're waiting for the appeal to make it through the Arizona Supreme Court. In the meantime, the Arizona Board of Regents is facing some heat for their decision to continue offering in-state tuition to DACA students while we await that ruling. Now, while the Attorney General's office did request a legal explanation from them about why they made that decision, the state is facing some pressure from a former state Senate president, Russell Pierce. He's threatening to sue if the Arizona Attorney General's office does nothing, but Brnovich's office is maintaining they prefer to wait for the high court's decision before taking any legal action.
Okay, that's KJZZ's Carrie Young with our education desk. Carrie, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Lauren.